ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Okay, we are seeing धनुर्गृहीत्वौपनिषदं महास्त्रं शरं युपासा निशितं सन्दधीत आयम्य तद्भावगतेन चेतसा लक्ष्यं तदेवाक्षरं सौम्यविद्धि. So here, this particular mantra what we read last class reveals this. The reality is that which is to be finally discovered by the mind. A human mind is capable of knowing, capable of discovering. But what is that which should be definitely arrived at? Is this truth, reality, which is implied by the term Brahma? So, lakshyam. But this reality can be arrived at, has to be arrived at by the mind, in the very mind itself, as the very truth, as its own swarupam. But therefore this lakshyam, but even though reality is always available, never, no time it is not available, but still it is not arrived, because again there is no attention. There's no attention is not adequately focused. That's also mentioned here. So we must become totally focused. It means there must be total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. This commitment is totally given to the pursuit of knowledge. Then attention is also taken away from everything else. When the goal is very clear, attention can be withdrawn from everywhere, attention focused in one thing that can be arrived at. Again, for the mind must be adequately sharp, the intellectual sharpness must be there, emotional stability also must be there. And for which the Shastram prescribes the way of life, the disciplines. All these, the whole teaching, very beautifully brought out in this mantra, uses analogy of dhanuhu, bow and arrow. So we'll see the next mantra now. So the next mantra also says, प्रणवः धनुः शरोह्यात्मा ब्रह्म तल्लक्ष्यमुच्यते अप्रमत्तेन वेद्धव्यं शरवत् तन्मयो भवेत्. When the arrow shot towards its target, the object, reaches the object and hits the object and remains one with the object. Meaning between the arrow and the target, the distance is removed. Similarly, when the attention of the mind is focused on Brahma, when then the reality implied in Brahma is arrived at, there also we see the non-difference, with non-separateness, the distancelessness between the I and its Swarupam. We see the self being already Atma. The self, one's own self need not become Atma, become Brahma. Already one's own self is Atma, one's own self is Brahma. One's own Swarupam is already the reality implied the term Brahma or Atma. And here we use the term Pranavaha. That's what I want to take today. Pranavaha Dhanuhu. Sharohyatma. Pranavaha Dhanuhu Sharohyatma. And Apramattena Vedhavyam. Sharavat Tanmayaha Bhavet. If we analyze the meaning of Omkaraha, we otherwise called Pranavaha, then naturally we will arrive at this Swarupam. How can we arrive at this Swarupam, our own Swarupam, by analyzing the Omkaraha? See, if we take the Omkaraha, I also last class I explained why Omkaraha is known as Pranavaha. I'm reminding you again, Navaha means Nama, name. Nama, any word, any given word denoting any given object is a name of that object. Table or chair or door or window, all these are different words denoting the correspond respective objects. Or the names of respective objects. So Navaha means one given name denoting only its given object. Door cannot denote any other object except the door. Window cannot denote anything other than the window. So Navaha is a name, a term denoting its corresponding one given object. So Navaha is a name. Suppose one word can be used to imply everything, to mean everything. There is a unique name, a unique word, a unique word, which is a unique word, which is a unique name. Why? Because it can be used to mean any object. Therefore, we say pranavaha prakashena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Nuyate is a passive verb. Nuyate is denoted, is arrived at. Prakashena nuyate anena, that by which uniquely everything is arrived. The word, that, an expression, by which uniquely everything and anything can be arrived at is pranavaha. Prakashena nuyate anena iti pranavaha, a unique name. It does not indicate only one given object. My God, Om stands for all the objects, the entire cosmos. Therefore, it is Pranavaha. And because we say the whole Jagat is Bhagavan, the Lord, and we also say Om is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. Shabda Brahma, Shabda Rupaha, Bhagavataha Shabda Rupam. The sound symbol, sound form of Bhagavan is Om. And I said, there are two symbols. One is a form symbol, a form with limbs. A form with the limbs is called, a form symbol with the limbs is called Savayava Murtihi. Avayavaha means a limb. hand is a limb, leg is a limb, head is a limb. Like, you know, we can say different parts, partful. The limb is called avayavaha. In Tamil also we say avayavangal. Avayavaha means a limb. So sa avayava murtihi, sa avayava murtihi, a form with limbs, a form with the limbs is called sa avayava murtihi. As a form, which is a symbol of the Lord, which consists of, which is endowed with the limbs, is called Savayava Murtihi. Example, I can say, suppose we take Rama or Krishna or any god, any goddess, you worship in temples, you can see there's a head, the limbs, all the limbs are there. You worship the formless Lord in a given form, endowed with the limbs. So as a form symbol, endowed with the limbs, is called Savayava Murtihi. And that Murti is called what? Savayava Murtihi. A form with the limbs is called Pratima. Pratima. Whereas, a form without limbs, is also form without limbs, is called a Nir Avayava Murtihi. Savayava Murtihi, Nir Avayava Murtihi. A form with the limbs is called Savayava Murtihi. A form without limbs is called a Nir Avayava Murtihi. And Savayava Murtihi is called Pratima. Aniravayava Murtihi, Shivalingam, symbolizes Lord Shiva. Lingam has no, if you see Shivaling, doesn't have any limbs. Also Salagrama, just a fossil, has no limbs. Like Murtis, Niravayava Murtihi. As limbless form is what? We call it Pratikam, Pratika. Pratima, Pratika. Now, not only a form with limbs is Pratima, not only the form without limbs is Pratika, even sound, not even form, but even the sound symbol is also called Pratika. So, Omkaraha, consisting of three sounds, two vowels and one consonant sound, is a single syllable. And this monosyllabic expression is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. Therefore, it's a pratika. And this Omkaraha, not only pratika, is a pranavaha. It is a unique name by which everything and anything is denoted. It stands for everything. Now you know the difference between pratima and pratika. Not only a limbless form, but even a sound form of the sound. The Lord is Pratika. So Om is a sound symbol. Now this Om, how do you say Om stands for the Lord, the whole? Understanding the meaning of Omkaraha and dwelling upon the meaning of Omkaraha is contemplation, which should result in the vision of Bhagavan being the whole. And this word is what now? Dhanuhu, bow. You have to use this bow for the arrow mind to arrive at Brahman, the target. So first, let me tell you one by one the meanings. As I said, this A is a guttural vowel, and the final consonant, makara, is a labial nasal consonant. Labial nasal consonant. And between the lip and the throat alone, between lip and the guttural, all the sounds, all vowels and consonants are pronounced only in this part. This thanam, no, the place, the origination of sounds, origination of vowels and consonants is not the place of origination. The place of origination of sounds, vowels and consonants is not hands or thighs or shanks or feet or head or anything. The origin, the place of origination of sounds is actually from your throat, gutter to the lip. In between the guttural and the labial, all the sounds are there. The word akara is a guttural. Sound is a labial nasal consonant. And between these two, all the sounds are there. Of course, ukara is also there. Therefore, akara, ukara, makara actually stand for three sounds, symbolize all the sounds, stand for all the sounds, all vowels and consonants of all languages. And all words, all the words, all languages, all words, sounds stand for the words, words stand for the objects, the meanings of the words. And all the objects denoted by the words constitute the whole universe, the whole cosmos, the whole world. The whole world is nothing but innumerable, countless forms, names and functions constitute the entire world. And all these forms and functions are denoted by the corresponding words. And the words are nothing but vowels and consonants, sounds put in proper order. Therefore, Om stands for all the sounds, all vowels and consonants. All vowels and consonants stand for all the words. The words stand for all the objects. All the objects together constitute the entire world. For Om is equal to the whole universe. Om means you have just seen the whole cosmos being one manifestation of all which is Bhagavan. Anyway, I had to unfold a lot. This is one meaning. Another meaning also we can say, we only talk, when you say Om stands for all the sounds, sounds stand for all the words, and the words stand for all the objects, forms and forms, and all the forms and functions constitute the universe. Therefore, Om is equal to the whole cosmos. There's one meaning, but only we only understand what is understood, known in waking state. Therefore, this another meaning also is given. The akaraha stands for, akaraha stands for the knower and the known obtaining in the waking state. The knower obtaining in the waking state, the known obtaining in the waking state, okay, is simply by the term, simply by the expression akara. Akara stands for the waking state experience. The universe The objective universe available for recognition, enjoyment in the waking state is uttered by Akaraha. Symbolized by Akaraha. Akara stands only for one. So Akaraha stands for the entire universe available for enjoyment, experience only in the waking state. Waking state, the universe enjoyable in the waking state alone is not the world. Therefore, Ukaraha stands for the world available for enjoyment, experience in the dream state. The dream universe. In dream also there is experiencer, dreamer, and the dreamt world and the dream experience. So in waking also there is experiencer, out of the waking state, and the experience, and the experienced world of objects. So Ukara stands for dream world. Dream experience, the dream world. Then Makaraha, the nasal, labial nasal consonant, stands for the unmanifest universe. So the Akara stands for universe in the waking state, experience the waking state. Ukara stands for the dream universe, experience in the dream state. Then unmanifest universe, the unexperienced universe. So the universe is not experienced, is not non-existent. The universe which is not available for experience, which is not available for recognition, not available for enjoyment, not available, is not non-existent. Not the universe is not available for experience, enjoyment is what? Is an unmanifest universe. The unmanifest universe is what? Unmanifest universe is in the form of the unmanifest universe, Karana Prapanchaha, is symbolized by nasal consonant. Karana Prapanchaha. So, the dream universe is Karya Prapanchaha, the effect. The waking universe is also Karya Prapanchaha, the effect. And the unmanifest universe is what? Karana Prapanchaha. Means the universe in the causal form, causal condition. And we have three different names. This universe means the experience of the universe means there's all in all three states, the unmanifest universe, the causal universe, universe causal condition, obtaining in deep sleep state is symbolized by Makaraha. So all three sounds only stand for the world, the manifest gross universe, manifest in the waking state, subtle universe experienced only in your thoughts in dream state, and the unmanifest universe in causal condition experienced only in dreams, deep sleep state. All three worlds are what? Unmanifest universe, the causal universe, or subtle manifestation, subtle universe in dream state, and the gross universe, I will make mistake. This universe is what? Assembled by Akara, Ukara, Makara. There is no fourth state of experience. Therefore, there is no fourth thing. So, universe is always there. Universe is never created. The universe is always there. When it is manifest, we call it creation of the universe. When the universe becomes again unmanifest, we call it a dissolution. So creation and dissolution happen continuously, constantly. And in every, that universe is always object of knowledge. The waking universe object of knowledge in the waking state. And the dream universe object of knowledge in the dream state. And the universe being unmanifest universe also is object of knowledge. Which means the experience of the unmanifest universe means what? Unmanifest means the universe being not available for recognition and enjoyment is what? The universe being unmanifest. Being unmanifest should not be mistaken for non-existent. Which means the unmanifest, the universe being unmanifest is also experienced. The universe being manifest in subtle form, the thoughts, dream state is also experienced. And the waking is also experienced means the experienced world available in three different states of experience presupposes the experiencer knower. There must be a knower, there must be an experiencer because of whose presence experience is possible. And because of which even the world being manifest is known, being unmanifest is also known, the unmanifest universe also is known, the manifest universe is also known. The universe being manifest is known, the universe being unmanifest is also known. Which means there is always definitely in each state of experience, whatever is the world of object known, but there is an experiencer. Therefore, these three states of experience change. When we are in a waking state, the world experience is different. And same world experience, the dream is completely different from what we experience in dream state, waking state. In deep sleep state, there is no experience of the world. There is an experience of experiencelessness. An experience of the world being not experienced. Therefore, there's an experiencer. And the experiencer is distinct, different from the experienced world. The experiencer obtaining in each state of experience is distinct from the world experienced in each state. Distinct. So the experienced world changes. Experience changes. Object of experience changes. But the experiencer does not change. The experiencer does not change. The experiencer is one and the same experiencer in all the changing, mutually exclusive, discontinuous states of experience, the experiencer is one and the same. Experiencer is changelessly there in all the changing states of experience. And the states of experience alone are said to be three states of mind. That is how mind is. Mind is in the form of three states of experience. Which means the experiencer is the same. The experiences change. Experienced worlds change. But experiencer is the same. Now you know, Akara symbolizes the waking universe. Universe experiences the waking state. Means Akara stands for both experiencer obtaining in the waking state and the experienced world obtaining in the waking state. And his experiential and experienced world obtaining in the waking state together is said to be Prathama Padaha in Mandukya Upanishad. Prathama Pada of the Atma, otherwise said to be the Virat. So Virat means what? Virat means the experienced objective universe, the world of innumerable countless forms, names and functions, which constitute the whole cosmos, available for experience in the waking state, is looked upon as manifestation of the Lord, therefore given the name Virat. And the experiencer obtaining as this truth of the individual, the experiencer obtaining as the truth of an individual is said to be Vishwaha. Who is Vishwaha? What is Virat? The objective universe experience the waking state is Virat. The experiencer obtaining in the waking state is what? Vishwaha. So Vishwaha is an individual jiva. Jiva obtaining in the waking state is called Vishwaha. The objective universe experience in the waking state is Virat. Vishwaha and Virat together constitute Prathama Pada of the Atma. And Akaraha stands for Prathama Pada of the Atma, means Vishwaha and Virat together constitute Prathama Pada of the Atma, which is symbolized by Akaraha. Then similarly, second, the world experience the dream state from thoughts is what now we say the Hiranyagarbha, and the experiencer obtaining in the dream state is the same experiencer, but still with reference to this dream state of world, the experience is called Taijasaha. So Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together constitute. So Taijasaha is who? The individual jiva enjoying the knower of the experiencer of the dream world. Experience of the dream world is known as Taijasaha. The world experience the dream world is called what? Hiranyagarbha. This Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together constitute Dvitiya Pada of the Atma. Dvitiya Pada of the Atma. Then the Makaraha stands for Tritiya Pada of the Atma. It means the experiencer obtaining in the deep sleep state and the unmanifest universe. The universe is not available for experience in the deep sleep state. Obtaining of ignorance is a what? This unmanifest universe, the universe is not available for experience in the deep sleep state, is known by the term Antaryamishwaraha. And an experiencer obtaining the deep sleep state is called what? Prajnaha. So experiencer is Prajnaha. Experienced universe is what? We say Antaryamishwaraha. Experiencer is Taijasaha. Experienced world is dream world. Experiencer is Vishwaha. Experienced world is Virat. So Vishwaha, Virat constitute the waking state experience is known as Prathama Pada of the Atma, and Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha, which constitute the dream experience, the experienced world, stand for, is known as Dvitiya Padaha. And third, the Antaryamishwara, the Prajna and the Antaryamishwara together constitute Tritiya Pada of the Atma. The knower known available in each state of experience. The knower and the known together constitute Vishwa, constitute as the waking universe, Prathama Padaha, then Dvitiya Padaha, the Tritiya Pada of the Atma. And it's also, these three padas are symbolized by Akara, Ukara, Makara. So Akaraha stands for Prathama Pada of the Atma. Makaraha stands for Dvitiya Pada of the Atma. And three, Ukaraha stands for Dvitiya Pada of the Atma. Makaraha stands for Tritiya Pada of the Atma. What is Tritiya Pada of the Atma? The knower obtaining in deep sleep state and the known unmanifest universe. The deep sleep state is what? Is constitute Prajnaha and Antaryamishwaraha together constitute Tritiya Pada of the Atma. And the Tritiya Pada of the Atma is symbolized by Makaraha. Therefore, three padas. Akara stands for Prathama Pada, Ukara stands for Dvitiya Pada, Makara stands for Tritiya Padaha. And Prathama Pada stand implies Vishwaha and Virat. Vishwaha and Virat, the knower known obtaining in the waking state, together are known as what? Vishwaha and Virat, Prathama Padaha. The knower and known obtained the dream state is actually the Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha constitute Dvitiya Pada of the Atma. Similarly, the Tritiya Pada of the Atma, also the knower and the known, the Prajnaha Antaryamishwara constitute Tritiya Pada of the Atma, symbolized by Makara. Now, when we say Om, 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 every time we say Om, in between two Om sounds, there is silence. When Om, again, Om, Om, Om. So here, in between two Omkaras, there is silence. The silence following sound. Before you begin to say Omkara second time, next. After ending the Anuswara sound, what follows the Anuswara sound is silence. And that silence alone implies the nature of reality being, nature of reality being actionlessness. The silence stands for consciousness, the reality, which is the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, the source of manifestation, implied by the source of manifestation. With the Atma is symbolized by actually the silence. So silence also is a symbol. Silence has no form. Silence has to be understood. The silence means what? Silence following the sound. Is a sound. And following its sound, what follows is what? Silence. The silence symbolizes pure knowledge or pure consciousness, which is implied the term Atma Brahma. It turns out to be the essential nature of an individual. Therefore, we say the consciousness honors this. The silence following the makara also symbolizes consciousness, which is Paramatma, Parambrahma. And what about the other three sounds? And here, the Shakti, the power of reality, unmanifest, known as ignorance, known as ignorance, obtaining in deep sleep state, which looked upon as what? Unmanifest condition of the universe. So all the worlds, the unmanifest or the manifest world, the world does not exist outside of consciousness. And a pure consciousness, pure knowledge, symbolized by silence following the makara, is what? Said to be Turiyaha Padaha or Turiya Atma. Turiya means fourth. Atma is not the fourth. Like the fourth person, that which obtains as the knower. Knower is what? Turiya Atma. So Turiyaha is not a state of experience. And Turiya stands for pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is implied by the term Atma. Therefore, it is the power of consciousness, unmanifest, is symbolized by what? It is said to be the Antaryamishwaraha, and we say the obtained awake here, the knower and the known together constitute Ishvara here. The knower and the known together constitute Ishvara. Therefore, here we say, this, the known world, unmanifest universe, also is Ishvara. Therefore, we say Antaryami Ishvara, the Taijas, Pragya and the Taijasaha, which constitute the Tritiya Pada of the Atma, the Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha, which constitute Dvitiyapada of the Atma, and Vishwaha and Virat, which constitute the Prathapada of the Atma, these do not exist outside of the consciousness, the pure knowledge, which alone is implied the term Atma or Brahma, which is symbolized by the silence following Makara. Therefore, Omkaraha stands for four padas of the Atma. What are the four padas of the Atma? Prathama padaha is symbolized by akara. Dvitiya pada is symbolized by ukara. Tritiya pada is symbolized by makara. And the silence symbolizes the very Atma, the consciousness. They will now tell me, Om means the whole. The whole means the manifest universe. The unmanifest universe also is what? Ishvara. Your Om can be taken as Nalambanam, a support for meditation upon Ishvara, Saguna Brahma Upasanam, and also for Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. Omkaraha can be taken as an Alambanam, an object of meditation for meditating upon Saguna Brahma Ishvara and also Nirguna Brahma, the pure knowledge. The contemplation also. Therefore, Omkara is, this is one meaning. There are two meanings. This is Om, Pranavaha. So that the silence following Makara is actually obtaining as one's own Swarupam, which you can arrive at only as the truth of I. When you analyze the three sets of experience and you arrive at the silence, symbolize the consciousness, symbolize the silence as your own Swarupa. So, Omkara Artha Vicharaha, enquiry into the meaning of the word Omkara is actually enquiry into the nature of one's own self. Therefore, pranavaha, even we repeatedly, and only I've just told you once, repeatedly dwelling upon the meaning of omkara is actually repeatedly dwelling upon one's own real nature, and which is one's own real nature. Therefore, omkara dhyanam, omkara artha dhyanam, meaning meditation upon the meaning of the omkara, it can be a contemplation, result in jnanam. Once you do that, and you arrive at the sarupam of the self, which is the truth of the whole, which is Brahma. Therefore, we saw this also last class. Now moving on to the next. So we have to repeatedly dwell upon the meaning of omkaraha again and again and again. And which is actually a thing, but you are seeing your omkara is taken as alambaram to enquire into the nature of one's own self through the analysis of three states of experience. Okay, now let's go to the next verse. Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham. Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham. Otam manasaha pranaischa sarvaihi. Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham. Otam manasaha pranaischa sarvaihi. Tamevaikam janata atmanam. Tamevaikam janata atmanam. Anyavacho vimunchatha. Amrutasyaisha setuhu. Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham. Otam manasaha pranaischa sarvaihi. Tamevaikam janata atmanam. Anyavacho vimunchatha amrutasyaisha setuhu. I'll repeat it. Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham. Otam manasaha pranaischa sarvaihi. Tamevaikam janatha atmanam. Anyavacho vimunchatha amrutasyaisha setuhu. So here, having presented the analogy in the previous mantras, Upanishad Prahir says, Atmanam janatha. Upanishad straight away says, come on, don't waste your time. Very precious. Life is very precious. The whole life is ultimately for discovering the truth of the whole universe, obtaining as your own self. As yourself. You are actually the truth. The truth of the whole universe is available for recognition as yourself, as the truth of an individual, as the truth of I. And the truth is of the nature of all pervasiveness. And the truth obtaining as the innermost essence of all the individual beings is implied by the term Atma. So may you discover the truth. Come on, may you discover the truth. Atmanam janatha. Atmanam janatha is an imperative plural verb. Second person plural verb. Janatha. May you discover, may you know, may you understand the Atma. Atmanam janatha. Atmavai arivirah. Atmanam janatha. May you know the Atma. When you discover the Atma, you can never attain the Atma. You need not, cannot attain the Atma. You cannot attain the truth, because the truth is always there as yourself. Therefore, truth is something to be discovered, not to be attained. If at all you use the term attain, the truth has to be attained only in terms of knowing, in terms of knowledge. Therefore, Atmanam Janatha means may you discover the truth, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, obtaining as your own self, may you discover the Atma. Atmanam Janatha. When it says Atmanam Janatha, what is it Atma? It is said, Yasmin. May you discover the truth implied with the term Atma, and that Atma in which, what is it Atma that I should know? What is it Atma? What is the reality I should discover? I should know. It is said, Yasmin, in which Atma, in which reality, in which truth, Dyauhu, space enjoys existence, Prithivi, earth enjoys existence, Ancha and Antariksham, the intermediary space, all quarters enjoy their existence, in which mind is woven, Manaha Votam, mind is interwoven along with pranas. The mind and pranas are woven in the fabric of Atma. Otam. Where is mind? Mind will if you remove the threads, fabric will disappear. If without Atma, mind will disappear. Mind doesn't have independent existence. Pranas don't have independent existence. Mind and pranas, mind along with pranas, along with all pranas, mind also enjoys its existence in the very, in which Atma, in which reality. So, Dyauhu, Prithvi, Antariksham stand for all the five elements and all the elementals, all the forms, names and functions, all actions, all functions, all the laws, everything. And Manaha, Pranaha, all living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, elements in the elementals, all actions, all functions, all the laws, everything, all of them enjoy their existence. Yasmin. Yasmin is a very important word. Yasmin. In which reality, in which truth, all pervasive reality, all this enjoy their existence. And that reality is of the of all pervasiveness, implementum Atma, and that truth is what? Itantam yekam yeva janata. Tameva yekam atmanam janata. May you need not know everything in the world. You not know many things in the world. Doesn't matter whether you know or not, but you must know. May you discover that Atma alone, ekam atmanam, that may you discover the only atmanam, discover that self, tam atmanam, ekam, tam ekam eva atmanam janate, may you discover only that atma, may you discover only that atma, tam atmanam, that atma, ekam atmanam, may you discover that only atma, may you discover that atma, alone, in which everything enjoys existence. So what? If you discover Atma, in which everything enjoys existence, everything else becomes known, discovered as it were. The secret. Because in the very beginning, the student asked, Kasminnu vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is it one thing by discovering which everything else becomes known as it were? So he says, Tam yekameva atmanam janata. Come on, don't need to know too many things. discover only that Atma in which alone everything enjoys existence, by knowing which, because if you discover Atma, everything else is known as it were. The whole cosmos is known as it were. Janata. Okay. The teacher tells me, you discover that Atma. What is that Atma? That Atma is available. Atma alone is, you can arrive at the Atma. As what? As by analyzing, by inquiring into the meaning of pranavaha omkaraha, and comparing it with what? Analyzing the three sets of experience, you arrive at the reality, obtaining as your own self Atma, and that is that Atma, it is that is reality. You imply the term Atma, all this enjoy their existence. See, discover yourself. Discovering your own self is as good as discovering the whole. Because nothing exists outside of the self. Krishna, the teacher gives the clue here. Anyaha vachaha vimunchatha. He says, come on, other than that, all your focus must be in discovering this truth. Discovering the truth must be your only objective, your only goal. The whole, all your attention must be focused on this alone. The only target must be Brahma, Atma. Because discovering the truth, it must be the only object of your knowledge. Therefore, he says, other than focusing attention on Atma, may then you should not be known anything else. Anyaha vachaha vimunchata. Give up all other words. So no, attention is not available for expressing anything. See, for you to utter any one word, you can utter a word conveying something only if your attention is, you pay the attention. To utter vachaha means words. Anyaha vachaha means other words. Vimunchata, give up. Come on, give up other words means give up everything else. We need not involve yourself in unnecessary, irrelevant conversations and talkings and expressions. Walk means expression. Vachaha expressions. Words are expressions. Words can come out of your mouth only when you need to convey something, which means then your attention must be available. Only then thoughts can be expressed in form of words. But here the Upanishad says, come on, grab your attention totally from everything else. You place your total attention in only in knowing, discovering the Atma. Once the whole attention is taken away from everything else, the whole attention is placed only in discovering the Atma. Attention being not available for anything else, no other thought can have place. No thought can have place means no word can be expressed, which means come on, give up all other unnecessary words. Anyaha vachaha vimunchatha. Anyaha vachaha vimunchatha means come on, give up all other words. What should you do? Tam ekam atmanam eva janata. Anyaha vachaha vimunchata. May you know, may you understand, may you discover that Atma alone, in which space enjoys existence. We have to include time also. Time enjoys existence. Earth enjoys existence. All elements enjoy their existence. All mobile beings enjoy their existence. Non-living beings enjoy their existence. Even the mind, the subtlest matter, mind enjoys existence along with the physiological functions, along all the functions, the mind, everything enjoys its existence, in which alone everything is woven. Sarvaihi pranaihi saha manaha votam. Anyaha vachaha vimunchata. Why? Because why you should discover the whole attempt should place only in discovering the Atma. Discovering Atma must be only target, only goal. The rest of the things must be given up. Why? Because amritasya yeshaha setuhu. Amritam here means moksha. The word amritam stands for moksha. Amritasya yeshaha setuhu means yeshaha set, this is the bridge. This is the bridge which can help you cross the ocean of samsara. Thereby, this bridge alone will help you reach the shore of moksha, the immortality. Amritam means immortality. Immortality implies freedom from bondage, samsara. Therefore, this is the only bridge. This alone, amritasya yeshaha setuhu, this is the only bridge through which you can cross the ocean of samsara. You can discover freedom from bondage of samsara. There's no other way of discovering moksha, and moksha cannot be attained. Moksha has to be discovered. Moksha, freedom is already there, because we are not interested in freedom which comes and goes. I'm interested in freedom which will be there permanently. If the freedom which I attain has to be there permanently, it should not have a beginning. If it doesn't have a beginning, then it is already there. It's already there means that freedom cannot be attained. It has to be discovered. And to discover the freedom, to take ownership of the freedom which is already there, the only means, the only way is what? Discovering the all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, in which alone the whole Jagat enjoys existence. And that Atma, may you discover having that Atma alone as your only target, only goal. Whole attention must be on that Atma. Anyaha vachaha vimunchata. And how should you discover? Enquire into the meaning of Omkaraha. Enquiring to the meaning of Omkaraha, and which is enquiring to the nature of yourself, which you can arrive at through the analysis of three states of experience. Amritasya eshaha setuhu. Here, what is Atma is mentioned in this mantra, and how the Atma should be discovered also is mentioned in the previous mantra. And why we should discover that Atma also is mentioned, because amritasya yeshaha setuhu, discovering that Atma is the setuhu, the only means of discovering freedom, immortality, which is already there. Here in this mantra, sadhana sadhya sambandha is revealed. Sadhana sadhya sambandha. Sadhana sadhana, the means and the end, the connection is revealed in this very mantra. Yasmin yav prithivi chantariksham otam manasah praneshcha sarvai tamevaikam janatha atmanam anya vacho vimunchatha. Amritasya setuhu anya vacho vimunchatha anyaha vachaha vimunchatha anyaha vachaha vimunchatha amritasya yeshaha setuhu amritasya setuhu தேர் விருத்தி சந்தி. அமிர்தஸ்ய ஏஷக அமிர்தஸ்யைஷக சேதுகு. அமிர்தஸ்யைஷ சேதுகு. தி ஃபாலோயிங் மந்த்ரா, I'm just going to read the mantra. I'm not going to do it now today. Again, how, where it was said, may discover that Atma in which alone everything enjoys existence. It was said in the previous mantra, how that everything enjoys existence in the Atma. That is described through another analogy in the following mantra, very beautiful one, which I'll explain next class.
Araiva rathanabho samhataha yatra nadyaha sayeshontascharate bahudha jayamanaha omityevam dhyayata atmanam softivav parayatamasav parastat. அராயிவரத்தநாபோ சம்ஹதாஹ யத்ர நாட்யஹ. அராயிவரத்தநாபோ சம்ஹதா யத்ர நாட்யஹ சயேஷோந்தஸ்சரதே பஹுதா ஜாயமானஹ ஓமித்யேவம் த்யாயத ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வஸ்திவஃ பாராய தமஸஃ பரஸ்தாத். அராயிவரத்தநாபோ சம்ஹதா யத்ர நாட்யஹ சயேஷோந்தஸ்சரதே பஹுதா ஜாயமானஹ ஓமித்யேவம் த்யாயத ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வஸ்திவஃ பாராய தமஸஃ பரஸ்தாத்.
அராஹாயிவ ரத்தநாபோ சம்ஹதாஹ யத்ர நாட்யஹ. அராஹ இவ ரத்தநாபோ சம்ஹதாஹ யத்ர நாட்யஹ சஹ ஏஷஹ அந்தஹ சரதே. சஹ ஏஷஹ அந்தஹ சரதே பஹுதா ஜாயமானஹ ஓம் இதி ஏவம் த்யாயத ஆத்மானம். ஓம் இதி ஏவம் த்யாயத ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வஸ்தி வஃப் பாராய தமஸஃப் பரஸ்தாத். ஸ்வஸ்தி வஃப் பாராய தமஸஃப் பரஸ்தாத். ஹியர் திஸ் மந்த்ரா இஸ் அ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் மந்த்ரா. அகெயின் வஹா ஸ்வஸ்தி. ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டாப் வித் தி நாஸ்பீஷியஸ் அட்ரன்ஸ். வஹா ஸ்வஸ்தி. Swasti is an indicable word again. Swasti means auspiciousness. So Vaha Swasti means auspiciousness for you, for all of you. Mangalam for all of you. So Swasti, Mangalam, Sham, Shivam, Shubham, Bhadram, Kalyanam. All these words mean auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means fullness, happiness. Vaha swasti. I want to stop at a nice place. Vaha swasti. Tamasav parastat paraya. So may there be auspiciousness for all of you. How? So, Atmanam Janata, Atmanam Dhyayata. If you have to know the Atma, discover the Atma, you have to dwell. You have to ascertain what Atma is. You have to dwell upon the Atma. Atmanam Dhyayata. May you dwell upon the nature of reality implied by the term Atma. And what is it Atma? Is described what Atma is, okay? By the rest of the words, describe how Atma is. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.